Good morning. It is Sunday morning. Dressing gown workout on the bike. Good morning. Hope we are all good. Talking about sabotage today, or self-sabotage, sometimes it's called, but mainly around, especially with lockdown, this has been heightened. I've spoken about this a lot, but obviously it's a different situation this time around, isn't it? You know, with family being around more, us being at home more, less meals out, which was an obstacle before, which no longer is for now, for the next few weeks anyway. Social events are less, so you've got them that are a lot less. Now, my point in this, before I actually go into this, is that problems are always going to be there, obstacles are always going to be there. Now, I'm going to go through this at a few different angles, because if you struggle in the evening when wine and crisps come up, first thing you've got to consider, are you hungry? Are you hungry at that time? Because if you're hungry, you're way more likely to eat it. So I know it sounds really obvious, but are you eating enough in the day? Because I know for a fact that when I'm busy in the day, and if I don't plan my meals, if I haven't eaten enough, and I'm hungry in the evening, that is when my willpower is lowest. That's when I'm most likely to eat more rubbish. And it is as simple as that. No matter how much willpower, you know, I'm supposed to be, you know, like an angel at this stuff, but I'm not. You know, in the evening, if I've not eaten enough in the day, I feel it. I'll be wanting more and more, and I can eat a lot more. And actually, what felt like a good strategy, eating less, skipping meals in a day, actually backfires in the evening. And I had a conversation with someone the other day, and I said to her, can you add more protein to your breakfast? She's like, yeah, but I already have this porridge, bowl of porridge, and I'm keeping full up. And I'm like, okay, but if you're hungry later, then adding like 100 calories to your breakfast and your lunch, whether that's a dollop of Greek yogurt stirred in her porridge at the end to just increase her protein intake. At lunch, actually adding a potato in. That sounded bonkers to her. She was like, the voice in her head was going, but I can't have that. That's like 400 calories added to my day. Morning, Cheryl. And we spoke about it. And she said, actually, yeah, I was more satisfied in the evening because she had more during the day. And it was almost like eating more made her feel a bit like sick after that. And the truth is she basically added in 300-400 calories, but she took out about 800 calories in the evening. Because once she got going, she was just like, sod it. Even though there's no truth in that. Remember, there's no truth in that. If I have 2 biscuits, that means I have 10. And the interesting part of this, remember, is that just ask the question. I'm not going to give you the answer, because it's you. It's your answer. But do you feel any more satisfied having 10 biscuits than 2 biscuits? Do you feel any more satisfied having 10 biscuits or 2 biscuits? I've said it both ways to help you decide that. Because sometimes we get quite a buzz from having that first biscuit. The second one feels okay. The third one doesn't quite feel as good as the first, and so on and so forth. And if you just become aware of that, as each biscuit, as each crisp, whatever it is, whatever your thing is. Now, I'm going to move on to the other part. That's the physiological side, a bit more. Psychological side, I know it sounds really obvious, but have you spoke to your family about what you're doing and what's important to you at the moment? Because I'm pretty sure they'll put your happiness first. And if you explain it a bit more, that you say, you know what, I'm choosing not to have this at the moment because I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z with my health, with my fitness, and I'm just going to maybe have it on this day. So for example, one of the ladies, she wants to cut down on her drinking. She's gotten into a bit of a habit of most nights, glass of wine with a meal, so on and so forth. And then it can lead on to a bit of snacking. And she's not happy with it. It's not that she's even enjoying it that much. She's just like, it's just the habit. It's just there. And I get offered it and I just do it. I don't want to do it. I just do it because it's there. And after actually speaking to her other half, they've actually decided they're only going to drink on certain nights now. And it was like as easy as that sometimes. But in other cases, it's like, okay, my other half is still going, I don't want to impact them. Yeah, that's fine. What could you have instead of that? So replacing it with something. Don't just say, I'm not going to have it. Replace it with something. So if one of the ladies, for example, I know it sounds really obvious, but she has sparkling water, lemon, slice of lemon, and she's actually quite satisfied. She said, I'm just as satisfied as I am when I have my gin and tonic or whatever on like a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday, then I drink on a Friday and a Saturday. And it's just quite interesting. She said, I don't actually feel the same. It was just habit. It's the fact that, you know, if someone pours you a glass and gives it to you, you just have it because you've spoken to them and said, yeah, I'm having this tonight. They have that. And so it's just communication sometimes is a really key thing. And I know sometimes it's not as simple as that. And we like to dress it up in our head that there'll be other obstacles. This won't work, that won't work. But unless you try it, and remember, don't expect people to be you. Like, we sometimes expect us from everyone else. And I'm guilty of this sometimes. You know, we're all on our journey. We might have read stuff, heard stuff, experienced stuff that other people haven't. And sometimes we expect other people to be like us. But actually, if they haven't gone through the same things or have the same thought process, it's going to be exhausting trying to explain or get them to do your values, because that's exhausting, because they're going to do what's important to them that makes them happy. And you need to do what's most important to you, or you're going to end up living a bit of a lie, which won't actually make you happy. And it's important to remember that, because sometimes you could be doing an injustice by trying to fit in to them and to you. And what does fit in even mean? We're getting quite deep with this now, aren't we? And I go into this in a bit more detail in our Q&A this week, as we're talking about enjoying Christmas and not sabotaging our hard work and efforts. You know, some people are already thinking, oh, well, once the Christmas come out, once the chocolates. Sometimes it's just stepping back. Physiologically, have you nourished your body? Psychologically, what do you want to do? What is most important to you? Have you spoken to anyone about what you're doing? Because this sounds really weird, but often we go about saying that we're different to other people. We're unique. But at the same time, we get annoyed when we can't fit in. And they do contradict each other. Right? And just be aware of the things we say sometimes. Because, you know, I'm guilty of this too. You know, we want to fit in a lot. But you've got to remember that if you want to do something that's a bit different, you're going to have to do some things that are a bit different. Now, saying all that doesn't mean you have to not have X, Y, Z or anything like that. Because actually, like I was speaking to one of the ladies the other week, we were talking about how she's lost a bit of weight and she's like, oh, I'm a bit worried about Christmas, what I'm going to do. And I said, what was your main goal when you started? She said, I want to lose weight and keep it off, essentially. Now, before, she was always focused on losing every week. If you're not losing, it's failing. Not losing, it's failing. Let's actually look at the facts. If you want to be like the people fitting in with the people that have got the goal that you want, then actually periods of maintenance are integral for that. And given that most people will lose weight between January and October, but people gain a lot more between October and Christmas, what a great goal, what a great achievement it would be to actually just use this month to focus on your fitness, to just focus on your strength, to get fit, to actually allow a few more calories with that, but you've increased your exercise a bit, to actually focus on maintaining, not binging, not anything like that, in a controlled way. But remember, there's a difference between saying, I can't have that, and I'm not going to have that. So that you're in control here. You can enjoy the foods that you want, but in a way that you're like a bit like I talked about. Making it structured and having a clear, decisive rule is quite key. So, for example, one of the ladies, like I said, she only has a certain wine now, and she'll only have it on a Friday and a Saturday. For her, that's clear rules in her head that that's just what she does. There's no temptations now because that's just who she's committed to be. And she's happy doing it. And that's the most important thing here. What makes you happy and aligns with your values? Or are you doing it to fit in, to try and make other people happy? As you can tell, this goes down very different rabbit holes here. And there's a lot that goes into it, probably more than you thought. And I've only touched on a few of these. But when we delve into really why we're doing something, we know that we are happier when we align our actions with what we value most. And with that comes what I'll finish with here. And just to summarise, physiologically, are you nourishing your body to give your body what it needs? Psychologically, Have you spoken to loved ones? Have you spoken to people about what you're trying to do? Don't expect them to understand you, because you're coming at it from a different angle. When they see your results, they may follow, but you can't expect you from them, because you're different thoughts, different beliefs, different time. Have something in replacement to the habit that you want to change. Don't just say, I'm not going to do that anymore. Have something instead, so that you look forward to something else. Remind yourself of the benefits of doing it, because at the moment, you're probably reminding yourself of the benefits of doing the other thing that you're trying to change. And if you keep focusing on how you don't want to feel, that's how you'll feel. I don't want to feel like I'm missing out. I don't want to feel that. That's how you'll feel. What if the opposite was actually true? Based on your health, fitness. And it's like one of the ladies said the other week. She's like, my husband can't believe I'm still doing this. She said he actually can't believe I'm in the living room and I'm working out in the morning. And it's just like great to hear. And you might just surprise yourself. Anyway, I've gone off on enough few tangents. I hope that helps. My point at the end about maintenance, as I missed that last bit, is that what if you just use December to build in a new habit and not focus on losing all the time? Because actually, given that most people lose weight between January and October, what a great time it would be to focus on getting fit, or doing the things that you feel uncomfortable doing, like going to a class, going to a workout, little things, getting organized, like what time do I need to leave work or stop working from home to make sure I get the session done? What trainers do I need? What do I need to wear? Like, these things sound really obvious, but come January, when it's doomy, gloomy, there's not even Christmas to look forward to, these are questions and things that will take your willpower, and they might just stop you doing the thing that you know will benefit your health, your fitness, how you feel, your energy, those around you. And they're small things, but they add up. How long do I need to work for? Do I do this? Do I do this? Will I need this? Will I need to do this? Can I do it? What if in December you just got that through, ready, so you felt really confident with the fitness side of it, and then you really not dialed in a bit more for the fat loss come January? And guess what? By focusing on the other thing, you'll probably get results anyway. Hope that helps. Any questions, do let me know. It is now 10 days to go into our 28-day kickstart in Devizes, in Marlborough, or all from home starts. So 3rd of December, we open back up. If you want more information on that, do let me know. We do have small spaces, as we only have spaces for 6 because of the social distancing. So any questions, do let me know on that. Have a lovely day. Speak soon.